Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much, Mary Traveland. Good morning, and to Mary and to all the moms of the world, my wife included at the top of that list, Happy Mother's Day. I lost my mom 23 years ago, but somewhere out there I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. Oh, I didn't expect that. And to our daughter and daughters-in-law, daughter-in-law has children, and Happy Mother's Day to Tina as well. So there we go. I am officially covered, and I hope you have a great day if you're a mama. We are here to talk about the plants at your place, and rather obviously, we are live on this Sunday morning, and I'd love to have a chance to help you with your plant questions. All that it requires is a simple phone call. Please call right now, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Robert Borowski is running my boards for me and answering the phones. He will be the first voice that you'll hear, and Robert will get you all set up and ready to roll on the air. So I would invite you to call right now before the lines get completely filled. They probably will. Hope they will, and so that we can help you with the plants at your place. We have just a whole lot of things going on. I really want to say a very special thank you from yesterday to the fine folks at Callaway's in South Arlington. Unbeknownst to anybody listening on radio here, I did an official store appearance there yesterday afternoon, and a thing that was a little odd was that we didn't mention on the air last week. We set it up on Monday. I had a change of plans elsewhere and was able to do one, and the folks at Callaway's were so very nice to me. And so that one worked out really well. It was a book signing and book sale. And let me mention to you, on my website at neilsperry.com, I have note of others that are upcoming. I'll just tell you right now, of the two that are coming this week, it'd be Wednesday the 14th. I've got to get my calendar in front of me. Yeah, Wednesday the 14th at North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road in Dallas. I'll be there from 4 until 6. So that's May 14, 7700 North Haven Road, North Haven Gardens. That's about a block west of Central on North Haven, and North Haven runs parallel to and is between Forest and Royal as you head south on the access road. So you head south from Forest on the access road. It'll be the second street to the right, one block west, and I'll be there 4 to 6 for book sale and book signing. My book is not in stores, and so this is a way you can get it, and I'd be happy to sign it. And if you want to bring my old books, either of them, or somebody brought all three of my prior books, and I signed all of those yesterday. So I look forward to that on Wednesday afternoon, 4 to 6. Thursday evening, from 5 until 7, there's a very special book signing in McKinney. This will be at Market Street in McKinney and 6100 El Dorado Parkway. That's west of Central, about 3 miles or 4 miles. Market Street in McKinney, 6100 El Dorado Parkway from 5 until 7. I will be upstairs near the demonstration kitchen, and I will be signing my book and selling my book upstairs near the demonstration kitchen. And the reason that we're holding the book signing and sale there is that it was 10 months ago at the very same table where we will be sitting on Thursday night, 5 to 7. I will have Cindy Smith, graphic designer for my book, and Carolyn Skye, the editor of my magazine, of eGardens, and of my book. And the three of us will be there to sign your book for you. And it's the only time that the three of us will be together to sign the book. So that one's really special. And we hope you'll come out. That will be May 15, 5 to 7. That's Thursday night at Market Street, 6100 El Dorado Parkway, at the very table where we began discussing the book late last July. And Callaway's, Preston Road at, 1000 Preston Road in Plano, just north of George Bush. I'll be 2 to 4 next Saturday. So those are the ones I have coming up in the next 6 days. Book sale, book signing, as I say. The book is not in stores. If you forgot any of these, they're at neilsperry.com. That's enough yakking, and it is time right now for us to go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report. And we have Steve Huddleston. And Steve, I spoke at the Botanic Garden again this week on Thursday night, and my goodness, you guys are looking great there. Nice job.
Well, thank you. It is a beautiful place to visit, and certainly today I would encourage people to bring mom to the Rose Garden, anywhere in the garden, actually, but the Rose Garden is a very special place for mom to see. It's the best time of the year to visit the Rose Garden. They're absolutely beautiful now.
Yeah, and that is the oldest garden in the Botanic Garden, correct?
It is, yes.
WPA days, so that one is 80 years old almost, and
yes.
And really spectacular. It's about at the very far end of the Botanic Garden when you come in the original entrance. So just keep on going, and you will enjoy that a great deal. Nice, cool day to come out. That'd be good. What else you have?
Well, oak leaf hydrangeas are making a showing now. They are blooming throughout the garden. This is a large deciduous shrub native to the southeast. Gets about 6 to 8 feet tall, has very large leaves that look like oak leaves. White flowers appear in May and June as large terminal clusters, 4 to 12 inches long, very showy. The flower heads are attractive the rest of the season as they turn a rose color and then eventually a parchment color. But this is a shrub that prefers moist, rich soil in part shade to shade.
How does this differ from florist hydrangeas, the typical Mother's Day flower? I suspect I'm going to hear something dramatic. Tell us.
Well, the Mother's Day hydrangea, the florist hydrangea, is the mop head. It looks like a big, round, like a basketball, or just a big round head of flowers, whereas the oak leaf hydrangea has more of a pointed cluster of white flowers.
Which one's going to be around 10 years from now in Dallas-Fort Worth?
I would say the oak leaf.
I would say so. They are so much easier, and they don't even look like they are related other than if you begin to look at the flowers. Leaves are huge on oak. I love that plant. In fact, Tucker Reed knows that, and I don't know if he copied you on his note at midnight last night, but he said, well, I see Steve got your favorite plant, so I'll pick something else. Way to go. That's what happens when you file your report on Thursdays. Southern magnolias, how about them?
Well, they are blooming now. This is a tall, and while we have a very tall and old specimen right across the street from the restaurant, large dinner plate-sized blossoms with a wonderful lemon-lime fragrance. Of course, there are other cultivars. We have Little Gem throughout the garden. This is a much smaller version of the magnolia. It reaches a mature height of about 20 feet and has a columnar growth habit with much smaller leaves and flowers, and I would say it's probably more appropriate for smaller suburban lots.
Yeah, I think it is exactly. And then teddy bear is even smaller, although when you buy it at the nursery, you don't think it's going to stay smaller because it has very large leaves. So there are a lot of nice magnolias. Folks, very important when you buy a magnolia, look it up or ask if you have a professional nurseryman, ask how tall will this thing grow, because there are some other varieties, and you can suddenly end up with one that gets 70 feet tall when you thought you were getting a 20-foot variety.
Yeah.
So not a good surprise. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. That part's easy. It's just about 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth. And, folks, Casa Manana has been there almost as long as the Botanic Garden has. And, and they are on the north boundary of the Botanic Garden. 24-hour information number.
That is 817-392-5510.
Okay, and the website is very easy for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and that is?
That is fwbg.org.
Steve, how old do you suppose that calamondin is you have out in the courtyard there?
I don't know. We've had it several years. We always bring it out in the summer. So
I can imagine you do and put it in during the winter. That is a beautiful plant. Nice job. And how long has the, help me, the maple right there beside it been there?
The Shantung maple in the planter bed?
Yes, yes, yes.
We've had those there 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Sure are pretty. I didn't get out a whole lot because I needed to set up equipment, but I sure was enchanted with those two. Thank you, my friend. I hope
you have
a wonderful day with your family.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, it's slow filling up the phone lines right now. Robert is sitting in there. He's got his feet up on the console, reading the newspaper, checking the sports section. And he's not either. He's working very hard. The phone number is 800-288-WBAP. I do that as a mercy plea to get some calls in. 800-288-9227. Please call right now if you have a plant question. 800-288-9227. 9227. Trinity Expanded Shale. I am so happy to tell you about this because this is one of those products, you know, I tell you to stick with A&M Research, that Extension Service and Experiment Station scientists are the people that have the information, and this is a very thoroughly tested product. A&M, of course, does not endorse any particular product, but Expanded Shale is the best source of material to loosen tight clay soils, and Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay is the source of expanded shale for the state of Texas. Now, I would very much suggest that you use this in tandem with organic matter like sphagnum peat moss, pine bark mulch, compost, and well-rotted manure, and then an inch or two of expanded shale, and it will be a fabulous garden. Rototill that all down 10 or 15 inches into the topsoil. If you do that, you are doing it the way Neil does it. I've used it, I love it, and it really works, and it stays around. You'll have to add more organic matter in those 8 or 10 years, but you won't have to add much more expanded shale for a long, long time. Now, you can buy it in bulk from Living Earth and Soil Building Systems, and you can also buy it in bags at your local independent retail garden center. It's not going to be in those big old national chains. You need to go into a nursery in your neighborhood, one of your neighbors, an independent retail garden center, and they will have Trinity Expanded Shale. If you want more information, here's a phone number. You can call Eric Nelson with Trinity Expanded Shale, 817-635-8541. That's 817-635-8541. Ask for Trinity Expanded Shale.
10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program.
All right, I am not accessing my call screen page on my computer. Winner, there it is now. It's working. All right, don't know what happened there, but suddenly, all of a sudden, there it is. All right, please do give us a call, if you will. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. This may be a quiet day, unexpectedly. It's a spring day, but it also is, I believe it might be Mother's Day, after all. And you suppose people have things going on? Imagine that. Let's go to Kathy in Bowie. Kathy, this is Neil Spray. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a pin oak in my front yard. It's about 37 years old. And there are balls falling off of it this year. They're about the size of a golf ball. And they're a pale lime green.
And right. I'm familiar with them. And is the tree dark green?
Yes.
All right. And what kind of soil do you have? You have sandy soil?
Pretty sandy, yes.
Okay. Well, you may have a pin oak. I would have expected it to be a Schumard red oak as far west as you are. But that doesn't matter.
It might be a red oak.
Beg your pardon?
It might be a red oak.
Yeah, I hope so, because in the long term, it's a much better tree for you. But anyway, that's not why you called. The thing that you're seeing is an insect gall. I had a photo of it from my own red oak, or one of my red oaks, a couple of days ago on my Facebook page. And it is... harmless. They fall off about this time of year. You'll see them laying around on the ground. There is nothing you can do to prevent it. There is nothing you can do to cure it. It's just an insect. There are several hundred species of galls that will attack oaks. If you've ever been around live oaks, you know that they get a little wooden marble on their stems. That's another one. You'll know also that live oaks on the backs of their leaves will have little pea-sized fuzzy things, kind of a creamy-colored fuzz, and that's the woolly oak gall. I don't know the name of the one that you and I both have, but it is as harmless as one pimple on a teenager. I hate to keep using that same example, but it is about as harmless as it can be.
Okay, well, I was afraid it had something to do with the drought, and I was going to lose my tree.
You're not going to lose your
tree. I've never had them fall.
No, you can go out and brag about it. It's doing fine.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much for calling. All right, I guess I'm going to be destined to be panicked for the next 2 hours because my call screen page, I'm in a different studio, and it is not refreshing for me. I would love to know that I have a full phone bank because it is not much fun to do a talk show if you don't have calls. 800-288-WBAP. Please call right now, 800-288-9227. If you have questions about how to handle some of the plants that might have been hurt by the cold weather or whatever it is, I'm not able to tell from here if I have calls or who is calling. So 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Folks, got to tell you, my book's done, and it is really, really fun to see it and to get to hand it to people or to sell it to folks and then hear their replies back. I was at the Callaway store yesterday doing that book signing and sale, and a gentleman bought a book late in the day, and then he went out and came back in about 5 minutes later. He said, Neil, I got to tell you, I'm retired from the printing industry, worked for the largest printing firm in America, which I might add also just happened to have bought the company that printed my book for me about 5 months ago. He said, I've been in printing all my life. This is really a quality book. This thing is made to last. And that made me feel really good because that's not something I know really well. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. What I put on the pages, he was telling me the pages were great. What I put on the pages was information that I knew would be pertinent information. I'm really happy with the book, and I think you will be too. There's a chapter on trees, on shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, vegetables, all the basics of Texas gardening. That's way up front. And a 48-page section that's when to do things, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants month by month by month. 12 months, 4 pages each. And that takes the place of my calendars that I no longer do. And 840 of my photographs, 344 pages, more than 20 very detailed charts, some of which go 8 or 10 pages in the book, to help you find the very best plant for your needs all the way through. Now, the book is normally $32.95, and for a limited time, you can get it for $28.95 plus $7 postage. This book is not in stores, nor will it be, or is it on Amazon. So the way you get it is either by calling my magazine office between now and 11 this morning, or by going to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. That's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can save even more if you would like to get a subscription to my magazine, New or Renewal, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, 29 years, given some very nice national awards. It's written specifically for Texas, and it's only $14 when you buy it with the book today until 11 o'clock. Just $14, normally $23.95, so you only pay $42.95 for the entire package, satisfaction guaranteed, a $56.90 value. Here's that phone number. Call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, or go to neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-4769.
A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
It was April 2005 that our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano, and saved from the flesh-eating bacterium, just a mysterious infection that we all carry on our bodies, nobody knows, and just one in a million crops up with it, and it's a bad one, a really bad one. Well, they knew what to do, and they saved her life, and if you're on my Facebook page, you see our grandson Joseph there pretty often. Joseph would not be here if it weren't for Baylor Plano. I hope that Aaron's doctors get to see her see that page periodically, to see the miracle they performed. We love Baylor. My wife serves on the Baylor McKinney board as a result of that. Our affiliation, our roots with Baylor go way deep. At Baylor Medical Center at McKinney and the Baylor Regional Center at Plano, they recognize that women need specialized care throughout their lives. That's why many of the physicians on the Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano medical staffs specialize in women's health care. From well woman exams to obstetrical, breast, and other services, including minimally invasive gynecological care technology, you can count on Baylor to give you the care you deserve and the quality you expect. I guess it's okay for me to acknowledge that my wife sees her doctors at Baylor McKinney. For more information on cancer care at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. Any kind of care, 1-800-4-4. Baylor, B-A-Y-L-O-R, you knew that. Or visit BaylorHealth.com.
This is Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your landscape. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy a garden while staying a responsible Texan. Use a watering can instead of a hose to water your plants. Choose water-conscious plants adapted to your area. These are small changes that can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com or WaterIQ.org.
All right, give Mom what she really wants this Mother's Day, and that is glorious color from Callaway's. And you know what? When you go into these nurseries, you're going to be greeted by Texas-certified and Master-certified nursery professionals. But more than that, you're going to be greeted by smiles. I said 30 times last night on our way home from Arlington, and even as we laid trying to go to sleep last night, still excited from a wonderful afternoon at the South Arlington Callaway's, how nicely the staff treated us there and their customers. It's cool to see that. Today it's all about showing gratitude with thoughtful gifts for Mom, and nothing is short of sensational like the cheerful bold colors of spring roses. You can choose from knockouts, hybrid teas, vigorous climbers, earth kind roses, many, many more, starting at $19.99. They're 30% off for Mother's Day, so you can be a hero or a heroine, and you can also save 30%. That's a nice combination. Or present her with breathtaking container color, perfect for her porch or patio, even if she's in an apartment or a townhome or something, brimming with colorful flowers selected just for your mom. There are many to choose from, starting at $29.99. Today, they're 20% off. They have beautiful exotic Callaway's orchids with lasting blooms, also 20% off, starting at just $12.99. You can rely on Callaway's Nursery to bring you the very best flowers, trees, shrubs, and gifts for Mom that she will love and you'll be proud to give. It's all backed with a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Hurry in today. Let the special woman in your life know that you're thinking of her. Take her to Callaway's. You'll love it. 17 DFW locations. There's one near you. Open 7 days a week. Go to Callaway's.com to find the store near you. Callaway's. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Thank you for calling, folks. I see you there, and we go right to you, to Rucker and Mineral Wells. Rucker, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I'd like to know how to make a japonica bloom. I started off an old stock that was blooming 10 years ago, and the neighbor's 1,000 feet east is just blooming great, but mine just has about 8 or 10 blooms.
Are you talking about flowering quince, the red early spring flower?
Yeah, February.
Yep, okay. That's exactly right. Full sun? You have yours in full sun?
Yes, sir.
All right. And how much new growth do you get on it?
Very little. It's not over knee high now after 10 years.
Well, and how big is, and you got to start from the neighbor's plant, you say?
Yeah.
All right. And how tall is that plant?
About 5 feet.
Okay. I think we have an answer. The genetic potential for your plant is 5 feet because that's what the old mature plant is. So yours should be, after 10 years, 5 feet tall. Your plant either needs water or it needs nitrogen. Now, nitrogen does not promote flowers, but you got to have growth before you'll have flowers. Your plant is stunted, and so either you need to water it more regularly or you need to give it nitrogen during the first half of the growing season. From the time it starts leafing out in March after it's through blooming all the way until about midsummer, you need to give it nitrogen and water, and you'll see dramatic results.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and then I have my longest segment coming up. I realize that many of you have plans for Mother's Day, and so I'm going to move quickly. That call didn't take very long, and we'll get to Jerry with the newscast right now. Let's talk about, just laid it down on the other side of my console here. There we go. Let's talk about sunburst shutters right now. You may be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation style shutters. We did this. I actually used it as a Christmas gift for my wife years ago. But it would make a wonderful Mother's Day gift. Just say, I've been looking into Sunburst Shutters. You can go to the website, sunburstshutters.com, sunburstshutters.com, print that page. I'm talking to guys right now. You know, we have a bad reputation. Here it is Mother's Day morning, and the mother of our children probably deserves a gift. Or if you're a mom, go to that website and print out and say, this is what I really would like sometime. They are beautiful. They're plantation-style shutters, 3.5, 4.5. Small side is 2.5-inch louvers. The bigger the louver, the fewer lines you have in the window, so the more you can see out into your landscape. They are more energy efficient than any other shutter made. Part of that is because they are made of polywood. It's a synthetic man-made material, which ensures that they won't crack or warp or split or peel. They're fabulous. So that's Sunburst Shutters. And my recommendation to you is call them tomorrow morning and set an appointment for them to come and bring samples to your home, measure your windows, give you an estimate, and then you say, this, I'm hypnotizing you now. You're going to say, you betcha. That's what you're going to say. And then when they install them, they're going to be custom made window by window. And 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever it takes them to turn that around, they'll be back to install them. And you will say, oh, Neil Sperry, you sent me on the right path to Sunburst Shutters. Sunburstshutters.com. They are also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. And for all of that, here's the number to call. 214-343-2601. I didn't even say they're wonderful people, too. Now I have. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. You know what time it is? It's time right now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. It is 8:32 now at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Other retailers closing stores to save money. Radio Shack, it's staying open. We'll have the story after we check traffic and weather on the ones. And we'll start with the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. A big problem. It is a wreck on eastbound Woodall Rogers Freeway at Olive Street in downtown Dallas. All of the eastbound lanes are blocked right now. Fort Worth, a new wreck on the Martin Luther King Freeway. This is going to be northbound at Riverside. And checking the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast today. Partly sunny, otherwise breezy, warm and humid with a high of 89. Tonight, the clouds are back. It's going to be breezy still, 70 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Most of the rain will be in the afternoon. Some of the storms could be severe, 83 for the high. Then Monday night, still cloudy, much cooler. We'll drop down to 55. Chance of rain and thunderstorms continues. It is cloudy now, 75 degrees at Fort Worth Meacham, Dallas Love Field, and DFW Airport. Radio Shack scaling back on plans to close up to 1,100 stores after it failed to come to an agreement with lenders. Fort Worth-based Radio Shack in March announcing a plan to aggressively close stores to stop the bleeding as losses piled up. Radio Shack, with more than 4,000 U.S. stores, says it will now find other ways to cut costs with fewer closings. Well, more severe thunderstorms forecast for the Central Plains and mid-Missouri Valley today. Large hail, multiple tornadoes could hit from Salina, Kansas, through Omaha, Nebraska, up to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Meteorologist Jeff Smith says there are more surprises coming for those further west.
It's actually going to become cold enough in the Denver metro area by middle of tomorrow afternoon to change that rain over to snowfall. Could be up to a half foot in Denver late tomorrow into tomorrow night, upwards of over a foot in the higher elevations of the Rockies west of Denver.
Stormy weather could, as we said a moment ago, be in Texas tomorrow as well. Voting underway on independence referendums in two regions of eastern Ukraine. Pro-Russian rebels have seized government buildings in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and have clashed with police and Ukrainian troops over the last month. Ukraine's interim president says independence for eastern regions will destroy the country's economy. Again, we're looking for a high today of around 89 degrees at 75 degrees. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton, and we're right back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. I began my graduate school at Fort Collins, Colorado State, and we had an 8-inch snow on May 15. They're getting 6 inches in Denver tomorrow. Go figure. Their summers are really nice, but they certainly don't last very long, do they? Folks, let me tell you about the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I really hope that if you are in the market for a dog or a cat, I hope that you will go to a shelter somewhere and adopt an animal. It's nice to have some fancy-looking dog, but you know, most of us, Neil included, are not fancy-looking people. And it's kind of neat to know that you have helped nurture a life. I'm adopted, and so I have a special spot in my heart for adopted animals. I'm going to tell you about Rex. I've had 2 weeks in a row where my pet of the week did not get adopted. And maybe when they got out there, all the people who went to see those pets said, well, I think I see a better one that I'd like to have in terms of a better match for my family. And I understand that, but it just breaks my heart when I have two of my guys or gals that don't get adopted. I'm trying to represent them, and I have Rex today. Rex is a handsome, sweet boy, a one-year-old Catahoula mix with the most adorable floppy ears around. He has a stunning brindle coat. He's a beautiful boy. Precious brown eyes. He was rescued by the SPCA on April 11. He can't wait to find the forever home that he deserves. He needs a little bit of love. He's shy at first because of his background. And if you're looking for your new best canine friend, now they work with their animals a lot at the SPCA. They've had Rex for almost a month now. I guess it is a month today. And they know him well, and they wouldn't say that he is a sweetheart if he were not a sweetheart. And it says right here, the last thing here, come out to the Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Rex today. He's a sweetheart. I guess I was intuitive on that one. So I hope you'll get by the Perry Animal Care Center. It's on Stacy Road, and the specific address is 8411 Stacy. Basically, Stacy connects over to Central. So go west on Stacy there. It will wind you to the SPCA shelter. It's still the shortest route. If you're in McKinney, southwest McKinney near Craig Ranch, that's where this is, 8411 Stacy. If you're coming from Frisco or Plano, you would take Custer or Main Street from Frisco, and it turns into Stacy. So there you are, and I hope you'll go by and take a look at Rex. They'll be open noon to 6 today, and the SPCA shelter in Dallas is equally wonderful. They're inspiring places. 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. You may have seen it driving by. They, too. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. You can see all of their adoptable pets at SPCA.org. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the mature manure, black cow composted cow manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Garden and koi ponds are a focal point of the best landscapes. The water lilies and lotus are blooming, and new fish have arrived. So come to Dixon Brothers and get them before they're gone. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water and has amazing displays of fountains, water features, ponds, and water gardens for you to make your own. You really need to visit their 20,000-square-foot showroom to see those displays and ask the folks at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then you can sit back and enjoy that soothing sound of a waterfall. Or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn after a hard day's work. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority on swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or call them at 972-288-7537, 972-288-7537 for more info. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Great people, and Mary Travland, one of the owners with her husband of Dixon Brothers, is my announcer. You hear her here. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns have taken a beating, and it's the perfect time to get out there and start repairing that damage. With just three simple steps, your lawn can be healthy and green in no time. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scotts Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. And then second, on your docket, plant grass seed that is designed to withstand heat and drought, such as Scotts Turf Builder older grass seed with WaterSmart technology. And third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought-damaged lawn. For your newly planted grass, fertilize it with Scott's Starter Food for New Grass. For lawns that do not require reseeding, feed your lawn with Turf Builder Lawn Food. Scott's Turf Builder, it's an iconic brand all across America. You'll find all the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's stores. For more information, go to scotts.com, S-E-O-T-T-S.com.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We have several people who were kind enough to call me. We're going to get to them in this segment. We have Brian in Bridgeport. First, Brian, how can I help you?
Yeah, I've got a question about I've got a lawn, or lack of a lawn, I guess I should say. Lots of post oak trees, lots of shade, and I'm just looking for a good grass to plant either from seed or sod or however the best way is.
Brian, if I had that, I could retire the moment that I discovered that grass. There is no such grass. And I want to be very bold and specific and honest in my answer to you, and that's why I came on so strongly with that. And the reason is that there are quack products out there that are grass seed that claim that they'll grow in the shade, and there are sodded grasses that claim they will grow in the shade, in total shade. Sound like they'll grow in a closet, and they don't, and people waste so much money. You know, if you're going to try something, try it on a card table sized area for $15 before you invest $1,000 or $2,000 in it, because it isn't going to work. Okay. I am living proof of that. I live on the ground floor of a pecan forest, and as we've been in our home for 37 years, and as the trees have grown larger and larger, my lawn has regressed. Where I used to play football on Bermuda grass with my sons, I then traded over to St. Augustine, then I traded over, and I am currently, for the last 20 years in most of the landscape, using shade-loving shrubs and ground cover plants that can tolerate the shade.
Okay.
On my Facebook page, I have posted a lot of photos of our yard. There was a photo in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram yesterday morning of our backyard and ground covers for shade. In fact, the whole story was on shade ground cover. I just hate to see people trying all these. Every year there's a new quack grass. Well, there is a grass called quack grass, and that's not what I'm talking about. There's a new product that shouldn't even be sold. The current one that's out there, I posted on Facebook. I got an email from it, and a spam email I did not request. So I thought, okay, I can use this now. And it was the Grassology stuff. And when you begin to try to find out what is in this, what is this seed, you begin to realize this is all kinds of fescues. Those are not adapted here, especially those, the ones that they have in that blend. And so, and only because that was sent to me as an unwanted spam email, I have outed that one and speak very boldly by brand name on it. So be careful. Lots of great things. I've used a lot of Mondo grass, which is actually a ground cover, not a grass. I've used Liriope, not as much because it's taller. I've used Purple Winter Creeper Euonymus. I have a whole list of plants that are adapted to shade and that will give you a beautiful look. It's just a different opportunity for you. One other thing I'd warn you of, and that is your post oaks are not very tolerant of a lot of things going on around them. So don't change the grade. And if you're putting sprinkler lines in or anything like that, try not to cut major roots on them.
Okay.
That was kind of a sermon it turned into rather than just a conversation. Wasn't I'm sorry, well, it's Sunday morning. You just got the two-minute sermon there. But I hope that helps you. I just hate to see people waste money.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call very much. Gayla in Weatherford, this is Neil. How can I help you? Hello, Gayla? Gayla, speak to me. Anybody home? What do you think, Robert? Is she there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone is cutting out. First of all, I just wanted to say I got your book, and it is incredible. I love it.
Thank you.
It is just fabulous.
Thank you.
I have a bunch of little pecan trees that I planted last year, and, you know, about 5 or 6 feet tall, and they started to leaf out, and, of course, we had a freeze, and they, you know, the little leaves died. And I was wondering, is there still a chance that they will leaf out?
When was that freeze? Was that the one 3 weeks ago tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, that was the last one we had.
Yeah, we didn't have freezing temperatures where I live in McKinney, but it was awfully close, and I know that west there were some frost and freeze problems.
Yes,
I wouldn't give up yet. You hate to see that happen because it was so late into the season. They had already. It's a whole bunch of physiological things. There are sugars that change. There are tender leaves that you don't want to have to make the plant reproduce leaves for this year, especially new trees like that that had a bad summer last year because of the drought, etc. So, but I wouldn't give up just yet. I hope they'll be fine. Worst case, you may find that they will sprout out farther down, hopefully above the graft union if they were grafted trees. But anyway, I can't get any closer to a good answer for you, Gayla.
Right. So if a bud has already, it's not going to make new buds, in other words?
No, it will. It just takes it longer. It says, wow, what happened to me? I'm personifying it just a little. Wow, what happened to me? I thought it was time to grow. And look, I must not be in Texas anymore. I must be in Kansas.
So it's possible to maybe, you know,
absolutely.
Leap out a little bit later.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of plants are having to do that.
I didn't know if it wouldn't get any leaves this year or not, but there's a chance it'll.
Well, let me put it. Let me,
in the summer.
Let me say no. Let me say two things, neither of which I agree with what you just said. Number one, it's not going to leaf out this summer. If it doesn't leaf out in a couple of weeks from now, if it doesn't leaf out by the end of May, a given tree, it's not going to leaf out. That would be my best guess. It will certainly not sit all year and then leaf out next year. That just isn't going to happen. It's going to offer to grow before May's out, or it probably isn't going to do anything.
Okay.
So, all right. I hope they come through for you.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Gayla.
All right. Bye-bye.
Pat, bye. Pat in Temple, because you have an oak problem, I think I need to let you wait through this break. I was going to try to get you in because I know you waited through the newscast with me. Please do, and I will get right to you on the other side. Charles in Louisville as well. Stay with me. Folks, the book that you just heard referenced by Pat, by Gayla, is out, and it has just really had nice comments. I have to appear at least to be modest, but I am celebrating with my wife quietly behind the scenes because it's really gotten wonderful comments, and I'm grateful for that. We worked really hard. There were only three of us involved in the book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And let me tell you right up front, this book is self-published. There were some reasons, and one-on-one I will tell you, I can show you in the last book for which I had the copyright. And yet there were some copyright violations, in my opinion. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to self-publish and not have a publisher, not have to worry about distributors. I won't sell nearly as many, but I'll have that control, and I can do the book that I want. This is the book I've wanted all of my career to write, and it is available to you to see. It is 23 years younger than my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, so it is vastly better and updated and a lot more information, lots of charts, 840 of my photographs, and 344 pages, 20 to 25 charts, some of them 8 or 10 pages long, to make it easier for you to find everything you need. A chapter on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also on fruit, vegetables, turf grass, basics of Texas gardening, and a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. 4 pages per month. That's what we used to put in my calendars when I did those. Now, the book is normally $32.95, but you can get it today until 11 for $28.95. That's a very limited time offer. And if you'd like to get my magazine at the very same time with your book, the magazine is, instead of $23.95, just $14. So the book and the magazine together, a $56.90 value, just $42.95. Your satisfaction, of course, is guaranteed with all of this. It's all written just for Texas. Shipping and handling for either offer, $7. It's not on Amazon. You're not going to find this book in stores. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you see a book in a store, that's the old book. If you want the new one, you'll call my office today before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, or go to neilsperry.com anytime today, NEILSPERRY.com, 1-800-752-4769, call before 11.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Since 1983, the experts at Whiz Q-Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. Mike Wisnand is second generation. He's been running the company that his dad started for many, many years. His son, Derek, is now very involved. Derek does their electronic stuff, and so their website and all of that. These guys are just fabulous people. They are leaders in their industry. They are leaders in just being nice people. 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. You know, if you don't have stone in your landscape somewhere, you don't have a landscape. You know, a lot of use of decorative river rock and other landscape boulders to reduce the amount of area that we have where we're putting plants, and that's fine because it's beautiful. They have everything you need from decorative gravel. They have paved stone pavers. Next Saturday on the 17th at 10 o'clock, how to build an outdoor kitchen. They have free how-to classes out in their lifestyle display garden. So that's Saturday, May 17, how to build an outdoor kitchen at 10 a.m. Saturday, May 24, how to install thin stone veneer. And these are free. You just show up. That's Whiz Q Stone. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. You need a landscape contractor to install your stone. They have the best, access to the best. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, Southeast Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com, W-H-I-Z-Q.com for Whiz Q Stone.
Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening, here with the Water Smart Tip of the Day. Adjust your sprinklers so only your lawn is watered, not the house, the sidewalk, or the street. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com or WaterIQ.org. Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening, here with a Water Smart Tip of the Day. Use drip irrigation or soaker hoses for shrubs and trees to reduce evaporation and to apply water directly to their roots. More tips at TexasWaterSmart.com or WaterIQ.org.
Let me tell you right now about Advanced Foundation Repair, and let me advise that it is my hope that you will never need to have foundation repairs at your home. Let's hope that your foundation was just made stunningly strong when it was put in. Now, I've watched houses being built, and unfortunately, that's not the case very often. Fred Marshall and his wonderful team came aboard with me on the air in 1995, and I didn't know much about foundation repair then. I'm still not very much the expert, but I did a lot of homework on advanced foundation repair. And the references that he gave me from people for whom he had done work, they were just so glowing. And I've had so many nice comments ever since. Nice comments, really nice comments. Things such as, Neil, their bid was a lot lower than the other companies I contacted. Neil, they had the integrity to tell me I don't have foundation problems. Thank you. Two other companies told me I did and gave me bids. That kind of thing. They also were the pioneers of the lifetime guarantee. First company ever to offer. Now others do, but you know, you want to go to the company that was good enough to come up with the idea. Transferable from owner to owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. If anything ever goes wrong with the work they've done for you, they come back and fix it at no additional charge. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, you'll find them at foundationrepairs.com. Foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Pat and Temple, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
Well, my daughter and son-in-law live in Aledo, and they've planted about 4 oak trees. I'm not sure the variety. And they discovered that something was eating the tree from the inside, then the bark would fall off and kill the tree. Do you know what that is?
Well, no, probably not, because I'm going to have to know what kind of oak is involved. Let me give you a common, for example.
Okay.
I would be willing to, if I ever bet, this, the odds of this are pretty good. It probably is a red oak. If there are several of them, these are probably red oaks, Schumard red oaks.
I think one of them is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and so to kind of finish, because without knowing it and seeing it, it's awfully hard to tell you, but if you have a Schumard red oak, it must have its trunk wrapped with paper tree wrap for 2 or 3 years after it's planted, because they have very thin bark and they have very little protection from sun scald. You take a plant that's been grown in a nursery where they shaded one another, put it out in the sun, and the west or south side of the trunk very, very often will split and crack, and then borers will get into that wounded area. And you'll think that it's being eaten from the inside out, but it's actually the damage is coming from the outside in. So that would be my best guess. And at that point, years down the road, all you can do is wait. All you can do is wait if it already has the borers.
Okay. So you wrap it with what?
When it is planted, you wrap it with paper tree wrap. You'll see a lot of that on my website, a lot of it in my Facebook information, and a good independent retail garden center can sell it. Hardware stores and retail garden centers.
Okay.
The independent places have it.
Okay. So if they don't die, what is there anything to treat the borers with?
No, not we don't have a good effective borer material any longer. Yeah, you have to prevent borers, and the preventive materials have been taken away because they're residual, and there is a trend away from residual insecticides.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet, Pat. Charles, I don't want to do you the disservice of trying to answer you in 45 seconds. If you will, please lay your phone down, set a timer for about 10 minutes while we do the newscast and the Dallas Arboretum Report. You'll be up on the other side. Al and Brent and Sandy, I'll come to Caldwell. We have a Caldwell call, my old home stomping grounds of Bryan College Station. So I'll look forward to talking to all of you. I hope it's a wonderful Mother's Day for you, and if you're leaving us to go to church with your family, have a wonderful Mother's Day. But otherwise, we're here for another hour. I'm going later to church with my wife and family. And so we'll be back. If you'd like to call my office and you need that number, it's 1-800-752-GROW with an O. 1-800-752-4769. I'll be back on the other side of the news.